This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Normally, Alaska has three people at the U.S. Capitol arguing for federal land and natural resources policies that boost the state's economy. Last week, 150 Alaskans fanned out across the Capitol to make the case for their industries, ranging from drilling and mining to tourism and fishing. Alaska State Chamber President Katie Capozzi is an organizer of the lobbying mission, dubbed Alaskans on the Hill. She says the goal is to reach out to lawmakers representing other states.
So we heard from our senators, Senator Murkowski and Senator Sullivan, a couple years ago, that they needed our help, that they needed the real-life stories of Alaskans, that they can't do it all by themselves.
Industry priorities vary and sometimes conflict. Capozzi says the single issue almost all agree on is the need to speed up federal permitting.
We have a real opportunity because I think for the first time ever, a lot of renewable folks and oil and gas folks are working together to say we need this for all of our industries. So it's a kind of a unique moment in time.
The U.S. House has passed permitting reform bills, but it's not clear they can pass the Senate. Opponents are leery of shortcuts on environmental protection. Senator Lisa Murkowski told the Alaska Advocates not to forget that their industries need a strong workforce, too. She says that takes housing, good schools, and affordable health care for families. This was the third year for Alaskans on the Hill, and organizers expect to be back next year, too. Two soldiers stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage were injured by a bear during a training exercise last Thursday on base, officials say. In a statement, Leslie Chatterton with the 673rd Air Base Wing said the two soldiers were injured during a land navigation training event at the base. A task force from the base responded to the incident and provided medical care. Reached by phone, a spokeswoman with the 673rd declined to comment further on the incident, including the status of the soldiers and where the attack took place. Citing an official with the U.S. Army 11th Airborne Division, the Anchorage Daily News reports that the incident happened at the base's Arctic Valley training area and both soldiers used bear spray during the encounter. Officials say they're working with J-Bear staff and local wildlife officials to investigate the incident. Like the rest of the country, Alaskans have been paying a lot more for gas in recent weeks due to ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Economists say it's not an area where people tend to have a lot of wiggle room in their budgets. You still have to get to work after all. And that's the sentiment Alaska Public Media's Ava White heard when she talked to Alaskans at the pump last week.
Bryant Fiorenzi is fueling up a dark gray 2010 Mercury Mariner on a recent Sunday in Fairbanks.
And it's really good on gas compared to most cars, but that doesn't really help much when the gas is $4.50 a gallon. I can't remember a time in my driving life where I was paying $4.50 a gallon.
Fiorenzi commutes half an hour to work each day and has been carpooling with his girlfriend to save money. Gasoline prices have soared nationwide since the United States and Israel went to war with Iran in late February. The average price of a gallon in the state costs about a dollar more today than it did a year ago, according to AAA, averaging more than $4.60 per gallon. And Alaska is about 50 cents more expensive than the national average. It's an increase Kelly Johnson has noticed, pumping gas at the Fred Meyer in South Anchorage. She fills up here because she gets fuel points for each dollar she spends. She's buying $10 worth at a time to get by until payday, which buys her just over 2 gallons of gas.
So that $10 right there is getting my husband to work. I wish I could go like 50, 60 bucks a week, but it's barely lasting. It's going super fast.
Johnson says the higher prices are forcing her to reallocate money from other parts of her budget, like groceries.
I'm dipping into my savings just to get back and forth.
Johnson isn't expecting gas to become cheaper anytime soon. The price volatility also creates uncertainty in some rural Alaska villages, where gasoline is barged in, locking in fuel prices until the next shipment arrives. It's not yet clear how the ongoing war with Iran will affect those prices. Kevin Berry chairs the Department of Economics at the University of Alaska Anchorage. When gas prices rise, he says consumers don't typically change their buying habits in the short term, but that might change if prices stay high.
People have to go to work. They have to be able to get to the grocery store. They have a lot of trips that they're not elective. In the long run, that person who's drawing from their grocery budget may start like figuring out how to take the bus different places, or they might start carpooling or doing other things to reduce the amount of gasoline that they purchase.
rising gas prices are regressive and disproportionately affect low-income households. A top federal official said in April that the Fed might have to cut its key interest rate if higher gas prices cause the economy to slow. Barry says households feel the squeeze of high gas prices differently, especially in a place like Anchorage.
We've got commuters from the valley who are driving an hour every day both ways. They're definitely going to feel it more.
Barry got a new vehicle last spring and says if he knew gas would be pushing $5 a gallon, he would have opted for an electric vehicle. And that's a switch some Americans are making amid the high gas prices. As soon as Anchorage's spring breakup dries out, Barry plans to swap his truck with his bike, which will add at least half an hour to his transit time.
The one upside is this happening right before summer means that maybe more people are able to do that. I am going to do my best to not drive to work again. And it's $100 a tank of gas. So I'd rather not pay for that just to go to my job.
A poll from Reuters in March found many Americans had taken a financial hit due to rising gasoline prices. Fiorenzi, with the Mercury Mariner in Fairbanks, says rising costs across the board have left him with a gloomy economic outlook in general.
I just think it's going to be really hard for this up-and-coming generation, the one that wants to, like, move out, get out of their parents' houses, stuff like that, because these prices are killer.
It'll likely be a while until Alaskans see gas dip back below $4 a gallon. President Donald Trump said earlier this month that the price of oil and gas could remain high through the November midterms. With help from Shelby Herbert in Fairbanks and a full gas tank that cost me about $100, I'm Ava White in Anchorage.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Kwayana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumchit coming up.